Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here today. And happy solstice, summer solstice. So it's been a powerful day. So powerful that I forgot to eat lunch and dinner. So I just had a quick little something, you know, so that I would not, you know, have my stomach grumbling during the call. So my good friend Kimberly Crow is here with us today. So most of you, I'm sure, already know Kimberly. She's an everyday mystic and is known as the healer's healer. She is the sacred witness to the inner awakened mastery, I Am Retonements. She's an internationally known visionary teacher, artist, and transformational healer with 30 years experience. And she can help you achieve your heart's desires by tuning into, clearing, and harmonizing your unique energy system. And today we're going to be talking about passion codes and living your destiny. And so normally these calls with Kimberly are basically, you know, in the moment, you know, whatever's coming through, we're going to talk a little bit about passion codes. We're going to talk a little bit about living your destiny. We're going to talk a little bit about the solstice and about the energies of the moment. Right, Kimberly?
Mm-hmm.
So welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on here. I'm always looking forward to playing with you. Yeah, it's good.
So much fun. And for those of you, because I sometimes forget to say this at the beginning, if you'd like to ask a question, you can type it in the chat or you can raise your hand. Either way. Okay. So we will be taking some live caller questions, and we always do some sort of process or processes during the calls as well. Right?
Right. We will do that.
We don't know what yet, but
we'll find out when it happens. We're on a need to know basis.
Exactly. Exactly. So in the moment when it's time, we'll get the information.
We'll know what it is.
So let's talk about passion codes.
Okay.
And how we can use those passion codes to live our destiny, live our purpose, and create more ease in our lives.
Okay. So, I'm a multidimensional healer, seer, whatever you want to call it. I see many levels at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was actually on a group call. It was a different kind of group, and it was a coaching call. And so a lot of people are more business oriented, you know, mm-hmm. and so it's kind of a different vibration than what we might have with the people that show up on these types of calls.
Right. Okay? Yep.
And so I was like, why do I keep staying in this group? I asked Spirit, why am I here? You know, it's like, because it's me watching someone coach is like watching paint dry. I want to just jump in and knock it all out. And it's like, instead of going round and round with this. So while I was witnessing it, they were like, utilize this group because it's everyday people more so. I mean, they have their own little awakening and their own metaphysical spin, but not at the deep level in the conversations like that we have.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm not separating it. It's just a different wave of consciousness. And so they said, watch this. So I started watching passion codes. They said, this is what you're watching. You're watching the passion codes. And so when I'm working with people, I see that, you know, all of these binary codes, sacred geometry, and the energy's coming in. And because of different beliefs that we have through our family, society, and stuff like that, we start shutting down those aspects of ourselves, our own encodements that we came in with that have always been here for us.
Mm-hmm.
That's our destiny map. It's the map that we created ourselves when we went to Soul Library and said, I'll come in and I'll carry all of this stuff for humanity. And I'll be the one that incarnates and do that. So we have all of this. But then different things happen when we're here. And so our codes get kind of out of the line. They're always there. They just get other things stuck in between them. So that's what I started experiencing and watching it. And then when I would work on, it's like I see something like that, and then it seems like, you know, every client that comes after that, that's what they got going on.
Right.
It's like, okay, we showed this to you, now we're going to show you. So there's parts of it that's really, sometimes I think, well, it's not any different than anything I've ever done. It's just more clarity actually with it. And so I saw how that passion codes and money codes, I'm actually calling it more currency codes because money has so many hashtags on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've talked about this before. We know it's a corrupt system, but you use it as a tool anyway. So I'm seeing it lately. I've been feeling it's more like it's currency. You know, that's what it is. It's like it's a currency energy. So we come in with this passion that's connected to our destiny map and what we are here that we can, it's, you know, express with our own free will, everything that we came in aligned with. And so when the passion and the currency codes come together, it makes like an infinity symbol, then it's like cha-ching. You know, it's like we want that cha-ching to happen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're here to have that divine flow and to move through life like that, where we resonate with all of that around us and we're in the flow when it comes to us. And when we use that energy, then we are in that flow and the manifestation happens. Because, you know, I've done these with you before, like activating the success codes, and I've taught classes with that and I've had programs with it. And what I was seeing is sometimes like success codes or this is how you make your money, but your passion codes are over here and they're not always the same. It's like this may always be your money maker and you never really connect to the money maker and the passion codes together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like there's a separation that's there. And so it's not wrong, right, or whatever, but I know we can have it all. And that when those connect, then your passion, your success codes, it all is like this energy that's connecting all the time. And it is an infinity symbol and you're in flow with it all of the time.
That's awesome. So, and I think a lot of people would love that, love to have their passion and their success code working together to create.
Yeah, it's working together. It's not all separate. And, yeah. And it's like, and then you can have multiple funnels of that energy coming to you all of the time, you know, in all kinds of ways, whatever it is that your passion is,
yeah.
You know, that it's like you can, that then you're in that divine flow. So you're resonating, you know, this week, it's been all over the internet and stuff. The Schumann, am I pronouncing
that right? Yeah, yeah, no, the Schumann resonance. Yeah.
It's been really high.
Yeah.
And it's like, we've been like, Earth is rocking it. You know, it's like Gaia's going, I am buzzing. I am rocking it. So I thought, oh, great. She's got her passion codes and her currency codes all in alignment. So that's what it's like. When that happens, your vibration is that high that you're in that buzz all the time and the energy's moving through your system. And actually, when I've worked with people, and it's people that have done work for a long time, I was seeing little leftover parts of the shadow. I don't see the shadow as a bad thing. It's like the shadow is the part that has all kinds of magical gifts in it, put its own light out. And so it seemed like the theme of it, a lot of people that I've worked with, it's like their four-year-old had the passion. It had all of this energy, all of this, and was just this, come in with this, you know, joy and energy to be there. And it feels like around that age is when that starts to be put out in people. Mm-hmm. Lots of times that's when, if it's not recognized, it's not recognized by family, society, then we start putting it aside and being our not self in order to survive, to function in society, to get significance and be accepted. And then, you know, there's times that people are really successful in something it's not really their own passion, you know, and then that can be just as detrimental to their system because they're not in line with their own system in their own harmony. So it's aligning everything in the harmony of what you came to be to begin with.
So I was just muting myself here because I was going crazy here.
As I'm getting that, you know, I'm realizing like activating the passion codes, because they're already there. So they're really already activated. They just get like dust on them where they can't spark. It's almost like they can't spark anymore. And it's like what I'm seeing and talking about it is when that starts lighting up and expanding and that resonance goes out, then that's what connects to the currency. Because then it starts to flow that way. Then you're not feeling, you don't feel separated anymore. So everything just goes into a rhythm, into a harmony. And what they're showing me is then there are multiple avenues that can open to you. You can express your passion in however way that you want to. And it is just like a happiness. It's like a happiness in a wave of that just happens. And then other things will come to you that will support it. That's what they're showing me. Does that make sense? You got any questions with that?
Are there any questions? Absolutely. So a lot of people that I know, they don't know what their passion is. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, you know, I, for one, don't remember my childhood at all. You know, I think I'm.
We've talked about that before. Yeah.
So I have no memories. So it's like, I don't know. So, you know, but now if I think about what is my passion, well, I love this. I love communicating. I love being of service. I love doing energy healing work and things like that. That, you know, I love that. Right. So that is a passion, right?
Right.
So that's what we have to look at. It's like, okay, what do you love to do?
Yeah. I think some people think, well, it means then you're going to be, you know, Mozart or something like that, that is supposed to come out in, you know, some kind of like art form or something, mm-hmm. and that you'll be a composer or you'll, you know, and it's like, no, it doesn't mean you'll be a ballerina tomorrow. Okay. It's like, you didn't sign up to be a ballerina. Don't make yourself do that if it's like a challenge to you. So it's more like feeling that within yourself and recognizing what your passion is. You know, what lights your fire? Do more of what lights your soul fire.
But a lot of times, people who have found their passion, the money still doesn't flow. But, you know, that's why we have all those starving artists, right?
That's what I was seeing, because these people were doing their passion in this group that is their work, and they're like really putting it out there. But that's what they showed me. Their currency codes and their passion codes were not connected.
Yeah.
It's like this. They had their backs to each other.
Right.
It's like one's looking this way and one's looking this way. And it's like, it's okay, where are you? And they're looking this direction and they weren't seeing each other.
So how can we make them see each other? How can we make our passion code and our money code, currency code, see each other and work together?
Well, when I've done the individual sessions, you know, and I think that's actually kind of what's happened. It's like the parts of the mirror came together and then they integrated, you know, they integrated together, and then it was safe. For some reason, whatever that dissonance that happens, that there's some kind of frequency that goes in that it's safe not to have both of them. And that, you know, that's pretty broad spectrum, and it might not come out as a scary thing to your core, but there's some, what they're telling me is there's some kind of belief in that it's not safe. I keep hitting that mic.
Well, you know, like the passion of the Christ, right? And Christ was crucified.
Right. I mean,
living his passion, right?
Yeah. Look how many times that word's even misused.
Yeah, exactly.
Because lots of times passion can mean, like, people think of sexual stuff.
Right.
So it even could go, you know, that could even be one of the dissonance in there that's keeping you from connecting your passion to your money, because mm-hmm. there can be, you know, in the way we've been programmed in society and commercials and that type of stuff, like passion has been sold to us.
Right. You know, and if you've had
sexual sense.
And if you've had negative sexual experiences, right, which you know, you identify as passion, right, as part of passion, you're not going to want to experience that again, or you right. know, like there's a little sticky energy there, right?
Yeah, because look at movies. I mean, they sell that to us. It's like those hot, passionate moments, you know. It's like some kind of cheap romance novel, and so there's an energy that's not the truth of what that energy is. That's something that has been, you know, in a way, it's been sold.
Yeah.
it's been dirtied up and sold, if you want to, you know, label it as that. I mean, I'm being neutral with it, but you know what I'm saying, witness mm-hmm. in that way. So as we're speaking in that, that's one of the ways that it can get created, disharmony, and that your passion could be, because those misconcepts and the disresonant energy that's in there. Yeah, with it.
Absolutely. Wow. Anybody have any questions about that? Because I mean, I know that for myself, you know, that's coming up, you know, it's like, yeah, I mean, I have not had in the past, better now, but in the past there have been, you know, negative sexual experiences. And so, you know, I kind of closed myself off, right? Because of those experiences.
Right. Because you had spread, you may have felt physiological things going on in your body. And so you think that that's what passion is. And then it's like, gets out of hand, or, you know, there's some kind of other energy that in that domination energy has been labeled like it's some kind of passionate energy when it's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not the truth of what any of it is. So this is really interesting, because actually I didn't even wrote any of this up yet on my website, the whole passion codes things, because it's just been about, I saw it right before I was on your show. The last time was when all that started coming in. Mm-hmm. So this conversation is great, because I'm really seeing the vibration of it and what the truth of that energy really is and how distorted it has been in humanity's consciousness. Yeah. You know, the mislabeling and the distortion that's happened with the energy.
Right. Absolutely. Patricia, do you have a question? Because I see your mic is unmuted.
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
No worries. I'll meet you back. So Lisa says, wow, never connected that. I've had negative experiences like that, you know, as well, right? And so if, you know, and the whole starving artist thing and the whole, you know, thinking it's my passion, but, you know, you try to do stuff and it doesn't work, right? So right. Does that mean that it isn't your passion necessarily? Or is there something sticky with your passion? Or is it like,
Oh, it feels like there's more, I mean, it would be individual with people, but it feels like there's more a more disharmony kind of energy with knowing how to present it and what does work. It's like I'm seeing like having a different drum and then trying to drum with the other drums that's not the same kind of drum, mm-hmm. you know? Right. So it feels like, so there's some kind of misalignment, you know, to get it all connected that happens. It looks like just fuzzy gray stuff in between, mm-hmm. That keeps those connecting. You know, like Oprah is a perfect example of her passion codes and her currency codes coming together. You know, I mean, people can have their own opinion about her however way, but that's an example, you right. know, of, and then utilizing that energy and taking that energy out with that. So it's like, what lights your, you know, what lights your soul on fire? It's not that she didn't have struggles and stuff with it within time periods, but it's that kind of energy. And then when it gets alignment, you know, look at that multiplies and things can come to you in all kinds of ways. Yeah. It looks like the lot of the passion then can feed currency codes in all kinds of ways when they do connect with each other.
So if you are not creating your life from your passion, or it doesn't seem to be working, does it mean also that you're not in alignment with it? I hate that word. I really still hate that word.
I know, it's like, it's so cliche and it's been so overused in so many, it's just like the passion word. It's like, it's been, you know, and authentic too. It's like, it's been so misused and so cliche now.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I just don't like that word. It doesn't work for me at all, because it's like, what do you mean I'm not in alignment? I'm in alignment. I'm passionate about something. I'm feeling the energy and I'm taking action, you know, and inspired action at times. So I'm in alignment. What the heck? Right? I'm assuming other people are also saying that as I'm saying that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. When you're in alignment and
it feels good, you know.
And that's one way of feeling it, what it feels like within your own body, yeah, and how that feels. So, okay, let me look at something real fast. I'm going to ask them to show me when it's not, when the, I'm seeing that they're showing me an infinity symbol and gaps in it. It's like, it looks like little glitches that it's not, for some reason there's glitches in that infinity symbol at different times.
Right.
Those gaps look like other people's energies. Mm. It's like not, it's that the disconnection happens because they look like little blank space holders, spacers. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I make mm-hmm. jewelry too. And so yeah. there's sometimes you see that in some of those little clear tubey things that'll be yeah. on things that are those little spacer things. And that's what I'm seeing. It's like little spacers that's keeping those from connecting. And it's like, so where are those spacers coming from? How are they put into humanity? How did we take them into our consciousness? And why did we keep them?
And how do we and how do we now take them out?
Yeah, it's like, why did we keep them to begin with? It's like, what was the safety in between the spacers?
Oh, we're losing you.
Oh, are you losing me?
Yeah.
Did I? Oh, I put my hands in front of that, didn't I? That's what happened. I put my hand, I was talking with my hands and I put it between my mouth and the microphone. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me see what these, maybe I should do a group activation on everybody and see what I see.
Well, you know what? I don't think you should, because if people are not going to ask questions, you know, it'll just be a personal session, me and you. Okay. I'm okay with that.
I'll do that. We were going to do this week anyway. And, you know, it's like, I kept thinking, I'm going to give Shefali all my books with this. I was going to ask you today what your books look like next week so I can watch this.
Exactly. You know, because, you know, oh, awesome. Joy Shree has a question.
Okay. What's the question?
Joy Shree, are you unmuted? I saw you come on recently. But do you want to unmute yourself?
Yeah, excellent. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I've been feeling incredible tension, physical tension in my body. So it's almost as if I'm carrying acute awareness of trauma, you know, all the different traumas that I've experienced in this incarnation, but I'm aware of the physical impact of it on my body and how tense I am.
And so does that relate to your passion and living your destiny?
And it's like almost as if I'm being, there's like an energetic of being held back. And like there's a part of me that's wanting to live the passion, and there's a contra kind of energy that's fighting me. So I'm not sure if it's self-sabotage or an ancestor, you know, ancestral pattern where, you know, we
okay, were... Well, let's see what Kimberly's got. I'm sure she's got something already by now.
Yeah, cool. So the question I wanted to ask, so how long, I mean, this is like something you've been experiencing for a while. You just didn't start experiencing it while we were talking about it on the phone, right? It's something that's been there. Right. It's chronic. It's what we call chronic. That's what I was feeling. It's like, it's not acute. It's like chronic. It's been there for quite a while. Okay. So let me look into your energy. Let's open up your records and see what is. And so anybody else that's on the call, if you resonate with anything that I see on her, it's like those that will go to you too. So be with it and feel what you feel in your own body. Okay. Okay. So when they take me in, I'm seeing like, it looks some. This is really interesting. Like at your neck, the back of your neck, it looks like there's a void there. It's like there's not a connection. And then so your third eye, it's like all this energy's coming into you all the time intuitively, and it, but you're out of your body and it's all out here, way out in front of you. Okay. So you're not connecting your own intuition to, they're showing me your sacral, to your core. It's like you're not connecting it. And that when you align, that word, I'm sorry, Laura does not like, it's like when you align your body, because she's not in alignment. It's like it's, her energy's off in different things. So it looks like somebody with their neck stuck way out, and then but there's a hole here in between the two. When I tell you that, what are you feeling anything with that?
So I get a constant, almost like someone is clawing in my back, around the back of my sort of spine, so a heart chakra. So it's like I feel energetic hooks at the back of my heart and right shoulder blade.
Okay, so there is a lot of ancestral energy there. There's a lot of energy about what you have to do to be safe in this world, about staying small, unseen, because it's like the safer. There's like, it's safer to stay that way. So that there is some old ancestral energy around all of that. And then what was said to you as a child and what you had, how to show up to be accepted. Like, it's like what it, I'm hearing the word polite. There's a bunch of like, how to be polite and how to be accepted in that way. I'm also hearing the word culture. And it's like, there's like, what does that mean? It's like, how to show up appropriately to appear cultured, is what they're saying. I understand what that means. Do you understand what that means when I say that to you?
I think in South Africa, we were limited by culture and color. And like my neighbor, you know, I have manifested vitiligo. So she gave me mask and said I wouldn't go out in public like that if I were you, you know. So
yeah, it's those kinds of things that we're putting
kinds of messages of you need to be cultured, you know, you can't be your own from your own background, from your own skin color, from your own feminine background. So there's a lot of that. You don't meet the standard.
Okay, so let me stop you. How is that story benefiting you?
It's keeping me held back from the passion, from living my passion.
Okay, so how does that create safety for you today? How does it create safety for you today and benefit you to hold on to those stories?
I think, you know, there is, like, right, for example, this week, South Africa is representing a fear state to me, you know, to a lot of us. My dad's best friend's daughter was kidnapped for bitcoins, you know. So it's like an overwhelming sense of I'm living in a fear state, like in the movies. It feels like I've dropped into one of those futuristic movies that we saw in the, you know, in the early 2000s about.
Yeah. Okay, you're like really into the story, and when you do that, it takes my energy out in all kinds of ways to attract other people. So it's like, let's bring this energy back to you. That's what I saw in your third eye. When I saw your third eye out here in front of you, and it was all over the place like this, it's like you're spending your personal energy out there in all of those storylines trying to keep up with them. And it's like, if you would bring, we can disconnect from those matrices. If you disconnect from all of that and bring that energy, your energy back into yourself, then your inner knowing's here. It's all within inside of you. And it's like, and you're out there running with the crowd. That's what they're saying to me in all of those storylines. So it's exhausting you. And it's like, and so if you're spending all of your personal energy spinning out with all of that, then you don't have any energy left for you. You don't have any, you know, any energy left inside of you to utilize it for your own passion and to create your destiny in your life for that you're aligned for. Does that make sense? Do you all understand what I'm saying with that? Can you feel that energy, the difference in between that?
Yeah.
When you're out there in all of the, and we all do it. We all get caught up in, I mean, we all can do that, get caught up in all of that. So that's when you breathe, ground in, and disconnect from that chaotic mind of humanity.
Yes. And I think I was going to say, Kimberly, that that's important for everybody, not just for Jeshri. That's important for everybody to know and recognize that we do that. And it's like, enough. It's not benefiting you in any way to be right. to be so scattered.
It's
right?
Like,
and
yes, it's happening. You know, it's like, yes, it's happening. You can recognize, yes, it's happening. But you don't have to be a part of that. It's like, pull it back. And it's like, then does it really affect your world? When we take our consciousness to it, then it is going to deplete us.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it will.
Yeah.
So that's an example of then what happens with all of it. So we stay in that fear. So that aspect of you, when I asked you, how does it benefit you? It's like, that sounds, you know, it's like some part within you believe that it benefits you. So Shefali, when you asked me earlier, how do we do this ourselves? It's like doing your self work, connecting to that, and going within and connecting to all of those aspects of ourselves. I mean, that's what I do personally for myself. And when I hold the space for other people, that's what we do, you know? And it's like, that's doing yourself, your own self work with it. So it benefits you in some way that if you stay in all of that, you still are a part of the so-called clan, you know? And it's like, all of those energies were set up so we would stay in our clan, so we would stay on the land, stay in the cultures, that we would survive that way. Those are distortions that are ancestral that keeps us in bound to all of that energy.
So when Kimberly does the process, she'll address part of that as well, Jeshri, okay? So stay in the call.
We'll disconnect from all of that. We'll disconnect from all of those mind matrices. Okay.
So the one thing is that you know, that I'd like to offer into that is this deep victim consciousness and poverty consciousness, but a very, very, I feel it like almost through my core, right through my throat, the sense of being a victim. So I really appreciate if you could.
Yeah, it was really at your sacral and your throat. And that's where that throat had a big hole in it. It's like it can't connect with the other because there's a void there with the energy. That it's like it's so deep and you're staying. I know that sounds tough that I'm saying, you're choosing to stay in it. It's like, but you know it yourself. I'm not telling you, when I'm telling you that, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. There's a part of you that you know that, but you don't know how to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll download. Let me do some light language for you and everybody else that's in that kind of energy. Like you're in the tar is how I'm seeing it. You know, like when the dinosaurs, they fell into the tar pits and that's how they're not here anymore. Mm-hmm. It's like because a lot of them fell into that, and that's what this feels like. But it's like even that is ascension. I mean, you transition to the next lifehood and then your consciousness can go be something else again. Okay, so there's entrapment energy. So we'll do the entrapment energy in the process too and clear that from everybody's system. So it's like how to unplug from the entrapment is what I'm hearing.
Awesome. Yep.
It's really interesting because the entrapment keeps people in the belief that they're safe. Safer to be entrapped than it is to go it alone is what I'm hearing. So a lot of people have that in general in humanity's consciousness.
Well, it's safer to be in the energy that you know than the energy that you don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Linda has a question. Linda, you're there?
Yep, I do.
Awesome.
I have kind of a lot of modality type of things that I do. And but it's hard because none of them really proved to be beneficial as far as monetary benefits are.
Yeah, but Linda, are you charging people? Because I remember you saying on another call that you only do it for family and friends. You're not really charging.
Well, I have been getting paid a little bit here and there, but nothing really a lot. So I just don't know how to transition from that to that because of the lack of clientele, I guess.
Well, there's a belief in there too that it's one of those bullshit beliefs, you know, that's out there that we're not supposed to charge for our gifts. Right. And so that, you know, somebody said to me yesterday, and I said, so what's a gift? And they said, something that makes you special. And that's not true either. And it's like, so we bought into all of that. You know, yeah. Maybe on our birthday when somebody hands us a gift in the moment, we feel special because we received it. But it's like, our gifts, if you want to call it that, I don't like that word, Shefali. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't like calling it our gifts. It yeah. Nobody handed them to me. Spirit didn't give them to me. It's my accumulated knowledge that I have worked to access, you know, and it's like, so some of us come in with their, we all come in with their accumulated knowledge, but different things in life, we start disconnecting from that, you know, when we're as children and everything else, when authority tells us something different. So it's the energy of that. You've got some beliefs around, about receiving, like it is, it's better to give than it is to receive. And Jocelyn, is that your name, the one I talked to earlier? You've got some of that too. So there's the energy of that, that it's better to give than to receive. And so there's a part of that too, that we do that out of significance. If we're the one that's giving all of the time, there's something in that gives a significance with that. So there's a distortion in it.
I get that.
Mm. And when you keep giving like that, especially doing energy work on people, they may not benefit from it at all, because if they're not stepping up to, it keeps the playing field not equal. You know, there's like you can't take their karma for them. And if you just keep giving to them and they don't go to a higher level because they're not doing their own work themselves. Now there's a part with it that every time the body goes back into homeostasis, the body then has more opportunity to remember how to get there. So there's the energy with that. I don't know what your modalities are, if they're more on a physical level or if they're,
their energy, their physical. I have 0-point energy field wands that I do a lot of work with, and the people really enjoy that a lot. And poetry, I do kind of a whole batch of stuff. But I also have machines that have electrical charges to them that help with chakras and meridians and
So a lot of it's more okay, so let's go back to this, that it's like wrong for you to receive for your gifts, and that you believe that all of that's a gift to begin with.
Can you ask Linda, what is your passion to begin with? Like what is your passion?
This feels like she's just doing that's she's just doing the next thing, that she's not connected to what it is for her. It's kind of like,
and I don't know what the best one would be for me. I don't know. Quandary.
Well, it's not, I'm not seeing it as one. It's like you integrate it and then it's yours. Like it, you utilize the energy in order to raise your own vibration. And so that's really what the experience has been for you. And so you know what it's done for you and how it's balanced you. And so you want to share that with other people, but you're staying in their box. So it's like when you let all of that go, and then let it come back to you and integrate it, then you'll see how it blends for you, because you've got it compartmentalized right now. It's like it's kind of all in different compartments. And so when you let it go and let it come back in. So what I'm getting with everybody, it's about going in and connecting. We need to do it to connect to the one that carries the passion codes. And when you start meditating and connecting to that aspect of yourself and trusting it, trusting the passion, trusting the connection to that, then it will connect and bring the energy to you of those who will appreciate you.
And, how many of you who are on the call right now, how many of you are actually meditating regularly and connecting within regularly? This isn't about going within and asking your own questions within from your own higher self, from your own source, your spirit, about why you are here and what are you doing and what excites you, what brings you joy, what lights you up, right?
You seem like you're getting a lot of answers.
Oh, good. I mean, I'm glad to see that, because really the answers are all within. I think Kimberly mentioned that earlier, that everything is actually within, right?
Yeah. There's something trying to come in for you. Let me see what it is. When I speak Lot language, it's what some people now are labeling as a celestial shaman. It's like, because we're code keepers. And so when those codes are distorted, and when you speak in the Lot language, it can bring in the resonance that you can release those old codes and then bring in your harmonic grid that's always been there for you. So I'm seeing like a golden kind of ball energy, and that's for everybody. It's like wanting to expand. So I think it's the one that carries the passion codes for everybody. And knowing that it's safe to do that, because I'm just getting that the word passion has really been dirtied up. I hadn't connected it to all the sexual energy until we were saying that earlier. Mm-hmm. And there's just a part that it's like it's been held down. It's your Kundalini energy is what they're telling me. Mm-hmm. So it's like that life force energy. And when it moves through your system like that, I'm seeing it as a golden Kundalini energy. And so we've helped it down. I can actually feel it buzzing in the sacrum and in the root chakra on people. Like it's been held down for so long. And then it wants to just... okay, so... you have to do some physical things in the physical world to line yourself up also to receive, to let people know that you're doing what you're doing. And sometimes their family and friends, they're not the ones that support us in that way. And they're also telling me, for any of you all out there, for any of the work that you do, if you're getting up every morning and doing so, or, in your mind or wherever it is, and saying, God, send those to me who need me, you're going to keep getting needy people. Mm. Ask Spirit to send to you those who love and appreciate you.
Love and appreciate. Okay.
Because when you get the people who love and appreciate you, then there is a part of that too with their passion and yours, that there's a receiving and accepting energy. It feels like everybody on this call, like they're all depleted, in how they've given in their own way and not receiving. But then I'm seeing them like trying to grab energy wherever they can too, and not knowing what they're even supposed to use it for. Does that make sense? Do you understand what I'm saying, Laura?
Yes.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. So Linda, you're going to have to, get out there and get your name out there and tell people what you do.
Then it's safe. It's safe for you to do that. It's safe for you to express that energy.
Don't count on family and friends.
I know.
Because they don't see you as a healer or, you know, or whatever it happens to be. They don't see you that way. They only see you as family and friends. Right?
Okay. Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, she needs a different word for the healer word too, you know, because that's all of those words have been misused too.
Yeah.
It's like you're an engineer, you're an energy engineer or something. It doesn't feel, it's like we need a new word for all of it.
I don't like the word healer myself. I know Katarina has a question. She's raised her hand, but I just want to go to a few of the people that have posted in the chat a while ago. So Jennifer was asking, what if I have a hard time feeling my passion?
Yeah, that's where it's been shut down. That's what we were talking about earlier, where it's got so shut down, we don't even know, or we're misrecognizing it. We think that it's supposed to be, I feel like it's like judging it, comparing it to other people's energies and what they're doing with theirs, you know, like singing or any of that. And it's like knowing what it really is. Your passion could be, you know, making cupcakes. I mean, it could be all kinds of different stuff. And I'm getting it's more about when you express your passion, then the energy sparks out and it goes out there. And then it's like lightning bugs, you know, then more it, like it draws more to you. It's more about that.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So we will hold on to that one for now. And then Annette, she's saying, my passion is to earn a living with my experience in the printing industry. I took care of my mom for years until she died in 2017. It seems the industry has advanced digitally and I'm so far behind the technology. Now I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't like the fear of peeping in. This is Annette.
So see, it goes back to the fear. It's like the energy of the fear coming in.
Yeah.
And it's like, so that energy of that is like when we were talking about, when we first got on here, it's about showing up. And when you show up and not knowing what the answer is, but you do it anyway. And so there's a part of that. And when you start taking that kind of action, you know, today's the solstice. So the solstice is, if you're in this part of the United, if you're in the northern, then it's the longest day. It's like, so the sun itself is activating the encodements. And even doing eye-open meditations to the sun, I know some people tell you not to, but you can use some kind of filter through a tree. Yeah. That activates the parts of your brain that will bring in that divine masculine energy for action. And you have to align with that. Even when you asked them earlier if they're meditating, if you're just meditating all the time and you're not doing any kind of divine action with it, then it's like you have to do all of it. So the masculine energy is the divine action, and the feminine energy is that knowing, the knowing that's there. We can meditate and journal and write and get answers all day long, but if we don't do anything with it, it's just gonna, then you just get bloated.
Yep.
You just get bloated with all of the energy. So we're at a point today, no matter either way, which either hemisphere that you live in, it's a halfway point of the year, you know, in the calendars that we're using, it's like it's a halfway point. So,
hold on. Yeah. So can you, whoever that person is, can you not unmute yourself? Phone number ending in 6026. Okay. So what were you saying, Kimberly?
So we're at a point, like a zero point where this first 6 months has went, like what the new moon that we had on December, we just had this full moon, 2 or 3 days ago. So that was the end of a completion. And now we're moving into the next cycle. So that's where we're at. No matter which hemisphere that you're in, we're in that energy of that. So you can utilize all of those energies and that zero point, and then to realign and connect to this to bring the energies to you. So I'm seeing a lot of energy today. Everybody's looking in their past. They keep looking behind them, you know, looking back here, looking back here. And Spirit keeps telling me, we are not going to create ascension, alignment, manifestation from looking into the past. It ain't happening. We'll just keep creating the same stuff over and over and over from that. That's not the place that we create from.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and so it's standing in that zero point of that place of neutrality, and then allowing yourself to connect to your future self, to the passionate one that carries those energies, and to bring that to you now. It's like you have your own, you have your future self of this timeline, the one that lives in this timeline that's already done this, and then you have your future cosmic self, the one that is your avatar self that understands why you're on earth to begin with. That part of you is also out in other timelines. It's got the whole plan, and its consciousness dials in different places. And it like the part of you that's living out in parallel timelines, it can connect to that. It can bring that energy to you. That's your accumulated knowledge that you have out in other places, and you can tap into that source and bring that to you. Like the person that was talking about printing and how it's already changed. And it's like, yeah, there's also an ancient art in some of that that's still appreciated. And then there's bringing in all of the new, you know, of the encodements and stuff that how we've moved with computers. And now a lot of things like that are done in that way. But there's like, there's a balance, and there could be something within herself that she's here to bring out to people, you know?
Yeah, something new, not something from the past. Yeah.
Right. Or, you know, or if her passion is all in that, there are people that may appreciate the art of lost arts, you know, arts of that type of stuff. And then there's like appreciation with that. So when you tap into that, and then it's basically that, is there any way you can mute that? Because it's like ramming in my ear. Is there still one unmuted? Those kind of energies, when your passion connects to it, it really doesn't matter what the rest of the world is doing. It's like it's your expression of it. And then it's so it feels like it's the fears that are holding everybody back, and where they're holding, looking in the past. There's nothing there that's going to help you get to the future. So if you look at that and, okay, I'm done, this is a completion cycle, and to connect to what the passion is in front of us. You know, it's like when you're excited on an adventure, you're going someplace that you've never been before. You don't know what's around the corner. I mean, like my passion right now is the saving dead plants from off the plant rack, and I don't know when it's going to bloom. And it's like I put them in the ground, and it's like, oh, look at this. I had no idea what this was going to be. And that in itself is like passion to me.
So that brings up a question from Angela. She's saying, can you please give guidance on how to deal with different passions at the same time? A jack of many trades and a master of none.
Yeah, I'm one of those. It's like I'm a jack. I have all of that going on in all kinds of different ways. So there's nothing wrong with that expression. If you came here to be, you know, it's like a diamond that has multiple facets of that. Some people in this initiation process in this lifetime.
Hold on. Yeah, go ahead.
In this lifetime, it's like we're all in a different initiation cycles. So maybe your lifetime is to be, you know, this is specific, I'm this, this is my thing, and this is what I do. And other people have different facets of initiation. And so there is expression that goes out in different ways. So there, none of it's the same. It's like it's going to be different for the own cycle of your soul's consciousness and the initiations that you've already went through and then where you're at now. You know, you may have had a lifetime that you were just totally focused and that's all you did. You know, like you were the one that lived in the monastery and you kept the bookshelf dusted all day long every day. And that was what you did, you know, but you were good at what you did. And so this lifetime, you know, you're out expressing and you've got 12 kids instead and you're taking care of all of that. So different people have a different initiation processes through all of that. So hers, it's like, I'm getting it's about the joy, and that's what it is with all of the passion codes. It's about where you experience the joy at. And so if she feels joyful in all of it, then that's, you know, it's more about that. It's more about feeling the joy of it and the expression of that energy mm-hmm. for her in this lifetime. She's got it feels like in her chart, she's got a lot of maybe Gemini energy. There's like a lot of Neptune, and Neptune's going, is the expression of Neptune is exalted right now. Mm-hmm. So that we can be kind of out into a lot of different energies and connecting to a lot of different things. So I would say enjoy all, for her to enjoy all her multiple talents.
Absolutely. If you can, why not? All right. So we're going to take the question from Ekaterina. I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Well, hi, Kimberly. You know me. We worked together a couple of years ago.
I wondered if that's who it was when she said your name, and I thought, I haven't talked to you in a long time, and I wondered if that was you. I felt your energy, and I was like, well, I'm sure there's other people.
I don't know if you, I don't see myself. You don't see my image, but it's okay. No. I raised my hand when I heard about depleted, and this is where I am. I actually, the one who had a lot of passion when I was 20, 30, I did a lot of good things, and a lot of people named their children after me because they always were telling me, you always had energy, you always had ideas, you did so many things. But then, like, I'm done. Like, I'm so depleted lately. My own ascension symptoms, extremely debilitating, like keeping me up at night, like for months and years now. And this kind of, a lot of things I can go back to, and I still love them, but I don't have any energy left in me. You know, and most of the things I did was helping other people, you know, being a healer, doing all this, working with cancer patients when I was in my 30s. And now when I'm like in my early 60s, like I don't have any energy left for myself.
What's the question?
Well, basically I was just trying to see what is my passion now, and it's kind of... I don't know, except for just crawling into the sun and lying and doing nothing.
Well, and there's different times in life when that's okay too. It's like, and I think that there's something with this, what I'm seeing too, that people think that passion, because of the way it's been marketed, there's supposed to be some kind of excitement. Like it's a, you know, a roller coaster ride, that there's supposed to be some kind of wild excitement with it. And it's like, that doesn't, it's actually more of an inner peace. It's not some kind of exhilarating energy like that. And so they're showing me that too, that there's a misalignment in our consciousness with the belief that it's supposed to be that kind of exhilarating energy. Not that it can't be, but it's really more about contentment. It's more like an inner peace, and from the inner peace, there's a knowing that comes, and then you express that knowing, and then when it connects to your currency codes, there's like a divine flow that happens. So for you, it's like you just kind of, you gave and you gave and you gave, you exhausted your adrenals on everybody else, and there's something in it that you didn't feel appreciated or supported. By those around you, or accepted by those around you. So this is for everybody on here, because everybody that's talked today has that expression. Every single one of you all that have spoke up all have that same expression of that. And so it may be working out in a different way in your life, but you all have it. Okay. So there's the energy of that. And then, so there's a part then that kind of gives up on it because it's waiting for its time. And then it feels like its time never comes. So there's a lot of emotion with that. I can feel that. like the child that's never been seen. So there's a lot of emotion within the group with that. And that's the one that came in with all of those encodements, and then they weren't expressed. So it's still in that hurt, the hurt child, that it's never their turn. Well, that's really big. I can really feel that energy within that. Okay, so maybe I could wrap that all into the same process and do a soul retrieval, lack of another word to call it, on that child that feels like it's never been their turn. It's like they've never been recognized. It's never been their turn. That it's like not being celebrated as the gift that you were when you came into humanity. Not ever feeling that celebration in your own cells. And it feels like we start trying to get our significance in however we think will be received by everybody else. And then that's a distortion. That free gift that I gave away on the thing, embracing self-love, that whole MP3, that's what it's all about. Listen to that MP3. It's a tool that I'm giving you all. And if you listen to it and do it over and over, it's like how many, and listen to it every night before you go to bed. I'm giving you a tool that's got those vibrations in it that can help support you with that. And that energy is all about that, of when coming in and never feeling that being recognized. So that's what, so what I'm seeing is, because not feeling recognized as the gift that you are to humanity, there's something that distorts within those passion codes with that. Then we start seeking it outside of ourselves of how to express it instead. Do you all feel that when I'm saying it? Can you feel it in your bodies?
Yes.
It can definitely resonate. Yep. Yep. People are feeling that for sure. Let's do it.
Okay.
Thank you, Katarina. And
yes, thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, thank you. So,
okay.
Yeah.
We got anybody that, else right now? We're going to do this.
Include that in the process. I'm just going to see if there was any other, like, really important question. I think that's good for now. Yep. Let's go with that.
What? I don't know. My computer's not showing me my time because I'm on Zoom. I can't see it.
It's 4. Well, I don't know. I don't know what time's on your end. So. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Go ahead. I think that. Well, my dog is going crazy. But yeah, go ahead. That's a good process to do.
We ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so everybody just breathe in. And so with your breath, bring your own awareness, your own consciousness into you, to yourself. Just utilize your breath to connect with your own being. So all of this stuff that we've talked about, the woulda, coulda, shouldas, and all of that energy that's out there, just pull into your own being, into your own awareness, into your own embodiment. So breathe in and feel what that's like. And I'm hearing to download everybody right off the bat with what it's like to be safe on Earth. So the knowing and feeling and understanding of what that's like in every cell of your body, what it's like to be safe on Earth. So breathe that energy in and open to receive the vibration of what that truly is. And all of the mayhem and chaos and all of the scenarios that's going on in the world, that there's a place within you that it's safe to be here on Earth. So feel what that feels like to have that, to know that. So as you breathe in and you come more stable into your own essence, we're going to disconnect from all of those mind matrices that's out there in humanity's consciousness. So our third eye is attached to all of that. We've ran our own energy out there in front of us and connected to all of those stories and paradigms and energies to feel safe. That we thought that some way, if we were connected to what was out in front of us in that way, and all of the dramas and wouldas and couldas and shouldas, and everybody else's thought field, then we would know. So allow yourself in this moment to just disconnect from that. Just ask for it to be done, and to bring all your etheric cords back to you, back into your third eye, where your own psychic awareness is. And feel what that feels like. And that it's safe to be connected to your own psychic awareness, your own inner knowing. So breathe that in and allow the energy to drop down through your core and the back of your heart chakra between your shoulder blades. There's a doorway that goes into your sacred temple. If you open this up, sometimes it's easier to go into your sacred temple, into that all inner knowing part of you through the back door. Because sometimes we put heart walls on the front of our heart to protect it. So if you walk straight in through the back into your healing chamber, into your sacred temple, feel what that feels like to be surrounded. Your own encodements are within this sacred temple. So just breathe that in and know that it's safe to be here and within this energy. So feel that energy of that. And we're going to ask if there's anybody else's energy within that sacred temple. And see if you have a knowing or a feeling, or you see someone else's face or their energy, or you feel yourself pull away from yourself and go there. If any of you have that, ask them to leave your sacred temple. This is yours. And any other energy within there is energy that you've allowed to take up within your own sacredness. And this is your sacred temple. And you have the right, the divine right, to be here within this in your own presence. So from this space, call forth your essence of you, the one that carries your passion codes, the divine aspect of you that has always had them, has always known them, and that it's safe to connect to that aspect of yourself, that all-knowing aspect. So feel that energy of that and the expression of it. Some of you may feel it, you may hear it, you may see it, you may smell it. What symbol do you get with that? What does it feel like to connect to that energy of the passion? Your divine passion, the truth of this energy, not the distortions that's within humanity, but the expression of that within yourself. So breathe that energy in. And as you breathe, the energy drops through your core all the way through all of your host chakra system and all your energy signatures, down through the core, all the way through your feet, drops down to your center, into the core of Gaia's heart. So feel that connection to her and how much she loves and supports you. The divine essence of that. She knew that you would be here and that you came for to express this energy within this journey as the expression and the vibration that you carry for all of humanity. So feel what that feels like to connect to her, the safety of that and the love and support that she has for you. So as that connects and you ground into that energy, the energy comes up. So it's into her, it comes up to your host central core, all the way out through your body, all the way out through all of your energy signatures, back through your heart, alignment straight up through your body, out the top of your crown, to your transpersonal chakra, which is up above your head, about 3 feet above your head. This is the home of your higher self. Feel that connection to that as your higher self, the aspect of you that carries your passion codes, and that energy with Gaia, the connection of that together, the trinity of that. There's a trinity code within that itself. So feel that alignment with that energy. So we're going to go through our body, and I'm here to decord from all of the other energies that's outside of you. I'm seeing a lot of corded energy into the axle and axis there at the base of your skull and where it goes into the neck, and to just ask for that to unplug and for those access points of other energies from fears that were carried on through ancestors, from generations, from your own soul, for that to unplug from you. And we're going to send that energy back, all that fear-based energy, back into the inner, just back to energy. Energy is just energy, and we're the ones that label it. So just release that energy and send it back into the divine energy. And any energy that held you back, that's no longer beneficial to you, we're going to close the access point to that from your field. Just close the access point. We're going to ask for the access point to be closed so you may feel yourself come into your own alignment. And now we're going to disconnect from your own personal mind construct, the mind construct that you created through all of your different personality aspects in order to feel accepted, safe. Just disconnect from that energy within the mind, because that energy feeds the pain body. It's feeding the emotional pain body, and there's an energy that's of entrapment that is holding the essence down in some level. And you may feel that happen within your head. I'm seeing that energy as that's disconnecting. It looks like it's just unwinding from the left and right hemispheres of the brain. So just keep breathing and to release that energy. So like to release the thought and the energetic concept that it's safe to be entrapped. There's the energy there that it's safety and that this is the safest place to be, to just stay here in this. So what it's like to live without that, and that it's safe to live without that. Ooh, ooh, is that one big? So in that alignment to your higher self, and then out past your higher self to your solar self and the codes that are there. Just going to open up that to allow the energies and what the codes that can express this. I'm hearing the flavor of it to your highest good. It feels like there's a lot of, I'm going to call it new energies, lack of anything else to call it. It sparkles, new ways of seeing. That's what the newness is about. Like new ahas. So open yourself to receive that. Possibilities, it's the divine possibilities, the infinite potential. So when this activation within these passion codes, connecting that to you and the expression of that, opens you up to your infinite possibilities. And that it's safe to express that. It's safe to be seen, heard, to embody it. Okay, people, this overt chakra that you've had, the one that's been broken over and over and over and stuck in the muck, that no longer, it's like depleted, it no longer serves you in any way. There's like no reason to even repair it. So I am watching a, like that being pulled out. It looks like a plant that's, if you kept the water in the roots in water too long, and it starts deteriorating. So this energy, if you choose to allow this healing to come in, that old root chakra that is no longer has any sustaining energy for you, that is being released. I'm seeing this as a golden energy coming from the central sun, the galactic center, through your whole entire system with all your binary codes that are your codes from all of your accumulated knowledge and all your existence that have ever been and ever will be. That's energy's there to support you, to clear you up, to clean you up, and to bring you into alignment. It's pushing out that old root energy out of the body. So as this energy stabilizes, invite the children aspect of you that weren't seen, heard, that weren't allowed to express their joy, their passion, the true gift that they really are, and allow them to come in, invite them in, tell them that it's safe to come into your heart, and that wherever they hid their own self-love so that no one else could take it and steal it, that no one else could put out that fire of their self-love, there's some part of them that they know where they hid that at, that it's safe to bring that energy back into your heart, into your solar plexus and into your sacral. So invite this divine child into this place of honor, into the heart. So feel that celebration and that expression of that and what it's like to be celebrated for the truth of who you are. And every cell of your body. And that it's safe to align the passion codes and your currency codes for those to connect. So I'm seeing an infinity symbol at the heart activating to this energy, and that there's a abundant flow that comes through you, and that energy, that you can take that energy and express it into this world and always be filled and fulfilled yourself, and that it's safe to be, to have that energy. It's safe to be the divine expression of that. It's safe to be your sacred self. And it's safe to express yourself as the beauty that you are, the beautiful being that you came to be, and the sacredness of that. So there's an infinity symbol at your feet, that support of Gaia. We're going to activate that, that infinite support and the energy and the nurturing and the sustainability that comes from the connection with Gaia herself and the celebration energy. And the energy moves up through your body. And there's another infinity symbol at your knees. And this energy activates, and that's how to move forth with this energy. What it's like to be safe and supported, and how to walk this, how to move forth with it, the infinite wisdom of that energy. And that's going to upload into this brand new root chakra that you have. The energy and the codes come into this. This is your expression of this. The truth, creator's definition of survival, the infinite wisdom of that. That this is your divine right to be supported. The truth of survival, how to walk forth with it. And as this energy feels within your own core, within your own root, your divine root chakra, we bless the ancestors, the parts of us that came before us, and all of the work that they did for us to stand here now. Breathe that energy in and release any strongholds that there's any ancestral lineage that has held you and bound you, and that energy's cleared, We're going to close the access point to that. So feel the difference in that energy of this golden root chakra. This is your golden kundalini energy, the expression of that, and what that feels like to be on fire with your soul and the expression of that in every cell of your body, and to bring that energy up through your body all of your energy centers and energy signatures out in all parallels, all existences, like a fountain up through your body. It goes up all the way out through your crown, comes back down. This is your golden kundalini energy that activates within your system. So feel that alignment of that, and it aligns your earth purpose, your soul purpose, and your solar purpose in one unified working unit, and what that feels like to be aligned with that. And the sacredness of it. So just breathe that in, and when you're ready, come back into this time we call now.
All right, how's everybody doing? I know I was at the beginning yawning a lot.
I saw you yawning. One time, most of the time my eyes were closed, but it's like one time I saw you yawning, and I was like, she's going to go out on us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. That's why I even muted my video for a moment, because I just wanted to just put my head down, you know, and I just wanted to lie down, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, go on. What were you going to say?
I don't know. that was intense. So Martha says, much appreciated. Thank you. That was, I found it was really, really a lot going on.
There was a lot going on a whole lot of different levels. And that's the calls that I'm going to do, the three calls, we're going to work on this. It's like I'm going to, because lots of times when I do the calls, you know, I just open it up for the day and we, whatever people got, and I worked on people individually and stuff. And I want these calls to be focused on this. And so it's like, there is going to, you know, there a process with it. There was a lot of, I heard, cause you know, I hear this the same time you all do. I don't know what I'm going to say. It comes out. I hear it the same time. And it was just over and over the word safety. Over and over and over within this group, that it was like, it felt like even your own DNA encodements, you know, the family itself, that it wasn't in their cells. It wasn't in their cells to give that to you. So it's like it was just the word safety over and over and over. And even at the end, when we finished, I was seeing people already like trying to pull that shit back in. It's like, what is this? And I was seeing,
no.
Trying to cord back into it, trying to pull it back in. And so when I was telling you all to come back into this time now, as I was doing that at the same time, I was like still cutting it, still cutting the cords. And I went, what is this that I'm witnessing, that they just went through this process and they're already trying to pull it back in? Mm-hmm. And I heard, it's safer to be with it than it is without it. So I'm not saying that you all pulled it all right back in, but it was interesting to watch that happening. Yeah. You know, so I'm being honest and, you know, calling everybody out on it. like, so I don't know what that was, but then when it settled, then it was like, okay, this is settling now. It's like it can settle and you can just be here in this container. Because then it was like I kind of igloed the whole thing off in that golden kundalini energy. And it's like, just be in that and hold this container of this. So if you can, for the next 24 hours, try to stay out of the chaos and drama stuff that triggers you the most. Because if you just go right back, I mean, even before this call, I was on the computer doing other stuff. And I was like, oh, I got to get this done today. I got to get this done. And it was about 30 minutes before the call. And I was like, what am I doing today? And they went, get off of the computer now. And I went outside into my yard and did an open eye meditation to the sun. And then I could really feel the energy, because I don't know what I'm going to talk about till I get on these calls. I don't try to find it out ahead of time. And then I could feel the energy of the flow of what wanted to be expressed. And I could really feel that between Gaia and the sun today. And, you know, he is her twin flame. It's like Earth and the sun are, you know, if you want to use, I don't believe in the twin flame word either, but if you want to use that as divine partners, they are that. She contains everything for sustainability for us, but she can't grow anything without his light. And so the two of them together are the divine partners, and they create that infinity symbol, you know, and they've allowed themselves to express that energy to make this contained world that we live in. So that energy is there for the support of that. And that's what I had to do. Go outside, ground to her, to connect to the sun, and bring that into alignment. And then I came back in here. So.
Awesome. No, it was great. And there's lots of comments coming in the chat. I know Melissa said something about feeling nauseous. Me too. I even sent a message to Kimberly saying, I feel sick to my stomach and I have a headache. And I just want to lie down. And I, you know, I want to puke. I don't want to, you know, like, ah, you know, I'm slightly better, you know.
So that's ground. Anytime that you're feeling that energy, anytime you're feeling nauseous or any of that, then it's like, try to ground, because the higher vibrations, like, we're out, you know. Yeah. And so if we try to ground in, then sometimes that helps with that. But it also just means things are clearing.
Exactly. That's what I figured. It's just stuff. Clearing, leaving, it's all good. And I know that Delight has a question, but Delight, just a second. I want to just talk about the special offer really quickly. For those of you who are on the live page, just click on special offer. Those of you who are not, you can go to alara.at/show/Kimberly6. And yes, this is the same package as last month, but slightly different. You know, there are the three live group calls. And in package B is everything in package A plus a 40-minute one-on-one session. So in the 40-minute one-on-one session, Kimberly, could people work on connecting their passion code with their currency code, for example?
Yes. We can be specific with it instead of just being, you know, whatever flavor it is for the day. It's like, be real specific with that and work on that. So I actually haven't started the group calls from that last one yet, because I was waiting for some replays and stuff. So I was going to start those next week. But if you buy now, then you can go on and be on those calls. But you'll still get your three calls, because I'll just continue the calls for everybody to get in there on it. And then that live Facebook group, it's a private group. And I've been coming on, and it's like and if you people really aren't interacting, I tell them all the time, if they will ask me questions, I will totally address it, you know, and answer them. Yeah. And you can
just refresh the live page, Jeshree. Just refresh the live page.
So I'm there like 24/7 on it, you know. I set the intention to be there for you during that 8-week time period. And so utilize it. It's like, I'm there to serve. So do it, you know, ask the questions. I'll bring in whatever that's going on. Or, you know, if you ask me a question, if I'm not on there today, then I'll answer it the next day. And I'm on it live all the time. So I'm doing live transmissions all the time on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I'll just walk through the house and get, okay, go do a transmission. So I sit down and do one. And, you know, I don't know what time they're going to be. It's just when spirit tells me. I might get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and then the next day, you know, it's at 9. It's like just whenever I hear, go do one. And so I jump on and do those energies. So that's there for support.
I'm actually in the group. And so I always see you going on to do a live, a Facebook live, like so often.
I know, I do. It's like, yeah, I can have my own thing sometimes with Facebook, but I love going Facebook Live because all you got to do is push a button and then you're done.
Yeah, it's easy. Right?
It's so easy for me when that's all I have to do. And it's like, oh yeah, here this energy is. Take it and run with it.
So I'm just sharing the, the screen for the special offer page in case you are wondering. Package A is $88 and package B is $111. And there are two payment options available. One place it says 87, one place it says 88. I think it's 88. I don't know.
I think it was 88 because I think I used magic numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
I usually do. It's like I usually use double digits for stuff.
Yeah, so yeah. Take a look at them. See which one resonates with you, and just know that, you know, if you are one of those who has questions about, you know, connecting your passion with your currency codes, you know, that's a great time to work on them one-on-one with Kimberly.
Yeah, to do your Pacific for whatever's going on. Oh, something that I got during the activation I'm going blank on names. It's like they all went for me. Katrina. That's not right.
Katarina.
I knew I was close. And it's like, where she said that not feeling like, not knowing where her passion was. And a couple people talked about that now. And I got that again when I was going through that. I heard the energy when some of those things were disconnected, and when to bring back the lost children. And I heard this energy that somewhere in us, those distorted matrices that we're all plugged into, it's like the mind thinks that passion is supposed to be that excitement, and that it's like maybe when we were younger, we like, you know, like in our 20s and 30s, we had that energy to go for it, you know, and to get to the next place, work, get to the next level, mm-hmm. and to achieve. And it's like the passion codes aren't achievement. That's not what they're about. And I got that. It's like, it doesn't mean that you won't achieve when you're connected to them, but it's not about that kind of gusto. Does that make sense?
Okay, so what is it? I mean, you know, so what is it about? It's just being, doing something that you love, being and
yeah,
doing something
so,
that you love.
And then the rest of it may come with it, but there's like a missed thing in the brain that we want, because some of that is not really passion. It's more about what we're encoded in with the society to get ahead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's not about that drive. You know, energy. Right. That it's like there's a different, and I think what I'm getting as I'm saying that's part of this, our old ways of being and how we're going to express our being is changing. It's like in our 3D self doesn't even know what that change is going to be. You know, it's like, we're still trying to judge it and compare it. Compare mm-hmm. it's not the right word. To what we've done before in the past and what we thought that felt like and what it was supposed to be.
Yeah. And it's not. It's going to be different.
It's not the flavor. It's not the same flavor. It's like a whole different flavor. So it's more of the flavor of contentment.
Mm-hmm.
Is that... You feel that when I'm saying it? You feel the truth in that? There's it's more about contentment.
Like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. All right. So, Delight, go ahead and unmute yourself. Delight had a question. If you're still there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much. I really appreciate Alara for bringing Kimberly.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Dear Kimberly, I felt the activation or clearing that you did is excellent. Now, it felt like something like the past, and I myself, I'm a healer, and I started 20 years ago.
So Delight, I'm going to ask you not to do anything else while you're talking to us.
Okay.
It's
I'm not doing anything. So I felt like it was something implanted in me, which was dark and was not letting me to connect to the source. And I could see the light, what you were taking out. I want to make sure it is out completely.
Oh, so that feels like that those old roots that I was seeing, that's what that was on. So, yeah. Because when I got that, the root chakra just needed not to be repaired. It just needed to be pulled out.
Yeah.
So it's like all of that old root that we came in with. So that's what, yeah, that's the part that is implanted. You know, it is a part of, it's an implantation that happens. And so all of that was being like pulled out. So you'll still have, you know, when we get off of here, it's not gonna be over. You're just starting. It's like, you all will keep releasing, you know, energy will keep releasing. So do whatever that you do for yourself in that way, you know, stay grounded, try not to get caught up in a bunch of drama and that kind of energy. Just pull yourself, you know, out of it so that you don't if you go right back to stuff, then you're going to pull it all back in again. So just be conscious with it. Be conscious with your awareness and what it, you know, where what you're giving your energy to is what I'm hearing. Yeah.
You see, I try to take it out, but also I want to bring the light. So I don't know. It's like I'm afraid if I bring the light, I might bring that thing again.
No. Okay. Bring the light. You're not going, because that was when I was seeing that being pushed out. It was like the last of it was kind of like a plug being pushed out of people. So the light is not going to bring, it's going to just keep clearing yourself.
So should I push it down or up? Because I was doing up, so I should push it down.
Well, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is that it feels like for you, that is, because different people may feel it in going in different directions. Mm-hmm. So just bring the, you know, just keep bringing, and really it's kind of a Taurus energy when it really starts getting to go, then it circulates through us.
So what do you recommend me with your insight, something that I need to know or I should do?
Book
what
a
is
session.
That water? Are
book
you turning water with, on?
I was going to say book a session with Kimberly, get the 111 package and do a 40-minute one-on-one session with her.
Okay, but in a word or a one sentence.
Good luck.
So what are you asking me?
An insight that you can give me.
On your...
That's pretty general and vague.
The insight that I can give you on what you just did, or just the insight in general?
Yes.
Okay, the fact that you're asking for that, then there's an energy that you don't believe and trust in yourself.
Huh?
That you're not trusting that enough is enough. And so just by that's the insight, you know, this, okay. What is that energy that there has to be more, there has to be more.
Okay, God bless you.
So there's that energy going on. So I feel that in your sacral. So whoever told you that you had to be more or that kind of energy, release that, because it's an old story and it's not true.
Okay. Thank you so much. God bless you. I love
God
you.
Bless
Thank you,
too.
Alara.
Thank you.
I love you. Thank you.
Awesome. Good. Oh, my goodness. I'm just trying to check in to see if there's anything else that is, I mean, I'm starting to feel a little bit better, thank goodness, because I was like, there's no way I can be on the call feeling sick to my stomach and whatever, but I'm starting to feel better.
Let me tell you, I've had to, yesterday, I haven't done this forever. And I don't know why I did it. But I've got my granddaughter. I've had her since Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And I was in a hurry. Like you said, I forgot to eat. I forgot to do this. And I was like, I bought a hamburger from a fast food joint. I have not done that. I can't tell you. And I thought I wanted beef, that I needed it. So I, for some reason, I got this in my head that I needed this today because my system's pretty clean. I have taken like 3 showers today. 2 or 3 times when I sat down earlier, connected this group, I got so hot that I was having hot flashes. Mm-hmm. I smell like a hamburger today.
Oh, gross. And I've been sweating throughout the whole call.
You know? I was like, and then I like did another, I've changed clothes 2 or 3 times. And then I went and did another shower, went outside and sat on the ground. And I thought, oh my God, how did I used to like live on this kind of stuff and eat like that and do that? And I think we don't even know until we get clean, you know, that it's like, I smell like I had worked in the hamburger joint. I could smell that on me today. I don't know. I'm finally got it cleaned out of my system.
That's gross.
So I've been doing lemon water. It's like this cup is full. All this big cup is full of lemons. So I've been drinking lemon water all day today. And it was just that whole thing when we go back to something and it's like my vibration is so high now that I was so aware that I smelled like a fast food hamburger that I ate 24 hours ago.
Mm-hmm. That's gross.
And it's like, and it's just amazing that, and I thought, wow, I'm really getting this out of my system before it probably laid around in my body for quite some time, and my body was going, there is nothing in this you can use. And so it's like clearing it out of me today. I know that's really gross, but we all fall back into patterns. Yes. And then for some reason that I decided I thought I needed to do that. And it's like my system is moving it out of me that fast that I can actually smell myself.
You know, I just wanted to, you know, something that Ekaterina had mentioned when she was asking your question, it really, I was really bothered by it, I guess you could say. You know, she was saying how she has no energy and hasn't had any energy for a couple of years due to ascension symptoms and so on and so forth. Don't blame the ascension on what's happening with you physically. Get it checked. You know, there is no reason for ascension symptoms to bother you for years at a time. You know, there's no reason. I mean, yes, we go through little blips and phases, you know, where it's like a couple of weeks, couple of months. Yeah. But years, no. And so get your adrenals checked, get your thyroid checked, you know, take care of yourself. You know, your body needs to be taken care of. So
And if we tell, you know, if you're running on exhausted adrenals and you're not doing anything about it to get them back into homeostasis, and there's, you know, tons of different supplements out there and things that you can do for yourself that way. And most of humanity is running around on exhausted adrenals.
Yeah. So then this is for everybody, you know, don't blame the ascension on, you know, you not having energy or you not, you know, being able to do anything or.
No, it doesn't last like that. That's some of the new age bullshit. And it's like when it's like everybody wants to stay in that, and that's still victim energy. And it's like if you're blaming it on something outside of something like that, that's still a victim energy to it. Yeah, some days we get whacked out for a little while. Like I felt that the other day. I was real scattered and kind of ditzy, and I thought, what's happening energetically today? And I looked to see what the planets were spinning. And the more you clear your system from the fast food hamburgers and things like that, you are more sensitive to all of the different celestial energies that are happening, but it's more like it just moves through you and you can utilize those energies. It's like, well, what is this for day and how do I take this and what do I use it for? When I feel it, then it's like, because we're the one, energy is just energy. We are the ones that label it and of negative, right, wrong, good, bad. It's all just energy. Exactly. And we can take that energy and utilize it. I mean, there are Tibetan monks that when there's chaos happening in the world, when there's storms, when there's all kinds of things like that, they just tap into the energy and take that energy and use it. Use it as, you know, a power source. We're the ones that run from it and turn it into everything else.
Yeah, so absolutely no judgment there, Katarina. This is for you and anybody else. You know, if there's stuff going on physically, emotionally, mentally, you know, it shouldn't last too long. Get it checked. There are things you can do, you know. Yeah, that's all. All right, anything else you got, Kimberly? Because, you know, even though I'm feeling better, I still feel like I'm done. Because we have an early morning tomorrow morning. We're going to Lake Garda in Italy. We're driving. We have to leave.
Oh, that's great. I don't know when you ever sleep. This woman is like, I get random Facebook stuff from her at all kinds of different hours. And I think, what time zone is she in? When does she ever sleep? I think you're up all the time.
Right? I know, right? That's how it feels. Last night I was up until 3 o'clock my time, you know, doing a show, right?
So it's like, yeah. I always think, is she up early or is she just like not went to bed yet? I have those thoughts about you. I just want you to know that. I do have those thoughts about you.
Yeah, but today I'm going to go and sleep for a few hours before we go on the drive.
Leave that's great. Right. Enjoy your trip. See, that's passion. That's your passion codes right there.
Right.
And being in the energy of that.
Absolutely. I'm so excited. All right. So for those of you who are, again, I know I'm coming. And of course, my puppy wants my attention, wants me to play with him for a little bit. for those of you who are interested, again, the special offers are available at alara.at/show/Kimberly6. Please do take a look at them and see which one resonates with you. And like I said, you know, the three group calls are going to start playing next week or the week after. And then the one-on-one session with Kimberly is going to be
They won't miss the group calls because, like I said, I'll start them back up and continue. But if they're already bought, then they can go on and start them with me. And then if not, I'll start this group again too.
Awesome. Good. And thank you, Katarina, for your comment. I didn't want to offend you by.
No, I'm not looking at chat at all. It's like that's too many things to go. Okay. That's your job. You get to do that.
Yes. So yes, thank you so much, everyone, for your questions. I mean, I kind of like pushed you into it, right? Because I said, hey, if you guys aren't going to ask a question, I'm going to just do a personal one-on-one session with Kimberly myself, right?
She used that divine action. And then they all went, oh, God, we better get into action ourselves.
Exactly. And then there were lots of questions, you know. And so I'm still going to do my personal one-on-one session with Kimberly maybe next week. But
yeah, we need to do that. And then you can tell everybody what happened when your passion codes.
Exactly. And then, so that'll be fun. All right. So thank you again, Kimberly.
In here.
Always so much fun. I have been thinking of you this in the past couple of days with all the stuff that's going on with you. So just know that I'm there for you, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, I totally understand. Totally get it. No worries. All right, thank you, everyone. And until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings. Enjoy the solstice energies the best you can. Ground. And connect to the sun and, you know, do what you got to do. Okay?
Yep. Okay. Bye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye for now. Oh, my goodness. What happened?